May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket, o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Tess. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. Single mom, edad 30. May dalawang anak na edad 10 at 8. Maglilimang taon nang nangungupahan sa New South Wales. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Tess. Kamusta po? Ako si Tess, single mom ng 2 boys at nagtatrabaho ng full-time bilang manager sa isang malaking retail company. Maglilimang taon na akong hiwalay sa ama ng aking mga anak. Bagamat may child support na nakakatulong sa mga bayarin, ramdam ko na rin na mabilis ang pagtaas ng upa dito sa New South Wales. Pressured na po akong kumuha ng home loan para lang makasiguro sa kinabukasan ng aking mga anak. Ang gusto ko lang po malaman ay, kung sa tingin niyo po ay may pag-asa akong mag-qualify para sa home loan kahit single mom ako. Ano-ano po kaya ang mga konsiderasyon na dapat tingnan o malaman bago ko ipagpatuloy ang planong ito? At yan ang may peraan question natin. At para magsilbing gabay ni Tess, makakasama natin muli ang ating finance expert na si Ms. Maria Papa. Kamusta po, Ms. Maria?
Mabuti naman. Kumusta kayo, Christina?
Okay naman po. As usual, ito na. Lagi tayong gusto natin talaga matulungan, no, ang mga lumalapit sa atin, dumudulog at humihingi ng expert advice. Kaya umpisahan na natin, Ms. Maria. Napakinggan niyo na po ang kwento ni Tess at tapatin na natin siya. Given her profile, 30 years old, single mom, ano ba talaga ang chances niya na ma-approve sa pagkuha ng home loan? Go right ahead po.
All right, with si kay Tess, ano, there's a lot of things going for her. She's young. Only 30 years old. She has a job, and that's very important for her to get a home loan. And yung career opportunities niya, yung growth to earn, yung mga opportunities to earn more money, it's all there at the young age of 30 years. Thankfully, recently, nung nag-release, nag-announce ng federal, ang federal budget ng kanilang mga initiatives for this year, ano, one of them is they want to help women, ano, and part of this is, alam nilang merong mga single parents, no, whether boy or girl, na nahihirapan na makapasok sa markets. Kasi it's not easy to be raising kids, renting at the same time, and then saving for a deposit for a home loan. Mm-mm. So what the federal budget is doing is you provide a loan without paying loan mortgage insurance with just a 2% deposit.
Wow, just a 2% deposit.
That's all you need. So if you're purchasing something like $600,000, let's say, 2% is only $12,000, diba? And that's not a lot of money. Kasi normally, the banks would require for you not to pay loan mortgage insurance, you have to have at least 20% deposit. And saving for 20%, which is $120,000 for a $600,000 purchase, napakahirap yan. Especially for somebody like Tess, na nagbabayad ng renta at nagpapalaki ng dalawang anak. That's not gonna be very easy. And so that difficulty is being addressed by the government by providing, by hindi ang gobyerno nagbibigay ng loan, di ba? Ang bangko. But for her, given the small deposit providing, kailangan niya magbayad ng loan mortgage insurance to be able to get a loan and buy a house. Pero dahil dito, just 2%, okay na. Do you know how much savings that is in LMI, loan mortgage insurance? Malaki ang matitipid ni Tess sa pagkuna niyang bahay. Yeah. So like, let's say, for a $600,000 purchase, ang masisave niya is around almost $20,000. It's a lot of savings for somebody na nasa position ni Tess. Whether boy or girl yan, single parent na lalaki, pwede rin. Single parent na babae, pwede rin.
That's very comforting to know po. Kasi nga, ang kadalasan na naiisip natin dito is parang, you know, yung merong mga prerequisites, di ba, na kailangan ma-fulfill, ganon, yeah, na usually applicable lang sa married couple. So, what now? What will happen now kung magbabago nga yung yung sitwasyon. So, I guess sa ganitong paraan, tama po ba na yung effect nito sa status ni Tess at lalo na dun sa kanyang borrowing capacity ay medyo mas magaan dahil dito sa kwento nyo na 2% lang nga lang ang dapat niyang i-deposit.
Oo. And because nga nang nangyayaring yun, di ba, umaakyat talaga ang halaga ng mga bahay dito sa Sydney. Imbis na nagbabayad ka ng renta, kung masesecure mo na yung bahay ngayon dahil, alam mo, aakyat lang ng aakyat yan, ang bahay sa Sydney, nagdodoble. Kung makakasecure ka na ng bahay ngayon, di ba, you're assured na meron kang bubong sa ulo mo, a roof over your head. She has a job. She can actually pay for this. Aangat at aangat ang kanyang ability to earn more income, di ba? Whatever she's paying now, she can easily afford it in the future pa, lalo na. So, right now, itong ang tawag dito sa scheme na to is Family Home Guarantee and is actually being released. May 10,000 spot which will be released 1st of July 2021. Now, yung 10,000 spots, ano yan, staggered over the next 4 years. So, in the first year, 2,500 spots. The second year, another 2,500 spots. So, staggered yung release niya. But, may mga requirements lang siya. So, isa sa mga requirements, of course, is above 18 years old. You're a single parent. May dependent ka. Mm-hmm. You're earning less than $125,000 income. If you are, like, let's say, earning $80,000 a year, sometimes government gives you a bit more money to help you out, di ba? So, meron benefit A and B. Tapos may child support payment ka. So, as long as that does not exceed $125,000, then you can actually apply for it. Then there's another advantage. So, let's say, kunwari, in the past, nung may partner ka, di ba, hindi naman kayo bumili ng bahay, and this is the first time you're buying a home, may mga benefits ka pang makukuha in terms of stamp duty na wala kang babayaran if you purchase within 650,000. So, halos talaga 2% lang talaga ilalabas mo. And that's, can you imagine?
Wow, parang nakaka-empower din po talaga itong binigay nyo nga na update. So again, ito yung tinatawag nilang Family Home Guarantee. And I think it's very timely na napag-usapan natin to kasi kung merong 10,000 spots, ababa, pwede nang pumila dito si Tess. Pwede niya nang ayusin, di ba? Kasi mukhang pasok po siya dun eh. I mean, of course, very limited yung info that we know about Tess, kung ano lang yung ibinigay niya sa atin, but working with what we know about her condition, her situation, she might be a strong candidate for this. Tama po ba?
Yes. I think what she should do is either go to the bank. Dalawa lang naman yung mga malalaking. There are several lenders right now, pero two of the major lenders that are doing this is CBA and NAB. So they can go to CBA or NAB, speak, ask them about her borrowing capacity, see if she can actually get a loan, or she can actually speak to a broker. But at this stage, dapat pumipila ka na para pag-release noon, nakaano ka na, nasa unahang ka na.
It's good to know na kahit papano yung suporta para sa single parents na gaya ni Tess ay nandyan at may options siya. So madalian na lang po, Miss Maria, kung pagiging practical lang naman ang pag-uusapan, and of course, again, we have to be mindful of the fact na nagpapalaki pa ng mga anak itong si Tess, and even if, let's say, aangat pa nga yung earning potential niya, ano-ano pa kaya yung options na pwede niyang tingnan in terms of yung property na bibilhin?
Yeah. What I'm seeing right now is the houses right now in Sydney are really quite expensive. Even in Melbourne, mahal na talaga ang mga bahay. For you to actually build a house in Melbourne, it's minimum of 650,000. In Sydney, nasa mga 800,000 na tayo. So if you're like looking within the, kasi ang may max, may property, may threshold yan, may cap for them. So if they're looking at something within $700,000, let's say, yun yung medyo cap ng dito sa Sydney, very difficult to get a house, pero pwede medyo sa outskirts ng Sydney, Greater Sydney, probably a townhouse na may konti kang lupa, pero townhouse naman siya, and then of course, it swak sa budget niya, or probably an apartment, kasi marami rin binibuild na apartments around sa mga train stations, kasi maraming train stations dito sa metro. It would cost you around 500-550 for a one bedder, 600-650 to a two bedder, and that within that budget of 600-650, kung ito pa yung unang beses kang bibili ng bahay, hindi ka magbayad ng stamp duty. So if you keep within that budget, you should be okay.
Okay. Nako, mukhang busog na busog sa advice, expert advice si Tess ngayon. Mm-hmm. So maybe just the final message, no, Miss Maria, sa mga katulad ni Tess na patuloy ang pagre-research sa kung, yun na nga, no, kung meron pa siyang mga options patungkol sa pag-invest sa sarili nilang tahanan para sa kanyang dependents bilang single mom. Kausapin niyo po sila.
Buying your first home or buying a home for your family is a sort of financial security kasi alam mo na meron at meron kang bahay, di ba, hanggang tumanda ka. That's a good thing. And then, ang interest rates right now is at its lowest. Nasa napakababa ng interest rates natin. Compared to the Philippines, I think they're having 5%. Here in Australia, you can get an interest rate of 2%. So let's say you have a 600,000 loan, magkano lang yung monthly repayment mo? Siguro mga around $3,000, similar to what you're paying in rent for. So it is an opportunity for first home buyers, for someone like Tess na single mom, na gustong bumili ng bahay and difficult to save, and this is the right time for you to get into the market. So speak to a broker, speak to a bank, and then find out, and then there's so much to learn. So before you actually start looking for a house, check your finance first, kasi at the end of the day baka mamaya hindi ka makapag settle dun sa bahay na bibilin mo just simply because hindi ka pala nakipag-usap about your financial situation. So the first thing you should do is actually talk to someone who's a finance broker or the banks.
Maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto, Miss Maria. Papasauulitin po, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naman naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan!
May peraan!